Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, let's look at Mary, and I know you've touched on her a little bit towards the beginning of the show, but give us some background and just some context so we can more appreciate what this precious little girl went through.
Oh, girl. Yes, I think the age thing is what set me back in my research and usually sets audiences back when I talk about it. Because a girl was betrothed in that time and place as soon as she was able to conceive a child. So that would be 12 to 12 and a half on the average, sometimes even younger. But that moment in time is when a family would find a husband for the daughter because she needed to be protected and they wanted her to have lots of childbearing years. Also, a man wouldn't marry a girl until he was sure she would be able to conceive. But once that time came, it would be a one-year betrothal, and at the end of that year, they'd marry. And in that year, they were to be chaste. They were husband and wife, but not consummated. That's that point when Gabriel shows up in Nazareth one day and says to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Not the Lord will be with you or the Lord may be with you. The Lord is with you. It's a statement of fact. So no wonder she was troubled at his words. I love that. Greatly troubled. Flipped out in the LRV, the Lindsay Revised Version. Wondering what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid," right? "Fear not." To which I'm always thinking, too late. She's already scared. But I love the fact, and you can check me on this, when an angel shows up and says, "Do not be afraid," next comes good news. Okay, that's the exciting thing. The next thing is always good news when they say, "Fear not." But here we have the angel saying, "Don't be afraid. You found favor with God." He's already told her she's highly favored. Now he's saying it once more, so it really sinks in. "You will conceive and give birth to a son." Very definite words. "And you," I love this, "you were to call him Jesus." She gets to speak his name.
Mm.
"He'll be great." And he goes on and describes all these incredible things about the Lord. And then Mary says, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" See, basically, Gabriel lost her way back at "you will conceive."
Yeah.
And all the rest of that, she wasn't even, honestly, I don't think she was paying any attention. She's back at, "Wait a minute, how will this be?" Now, you could say, well, isn't she doubting just like Zechariah did? I don't think so. She's just asking how. She's not giving him 10 reasons why. She's just asking how, since I'm a virgin. It's a very legitimate question. Also, God knew her heart. He knew Zechariah's heart, too. He saw that doubt in Zechariah. In Mary the Innocent, he's just hearing how. And so he gives her an answer, the Holy Spirit. And with that answer, that's enough for Mary.